In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're going to pray another office of the dead today. It's also the celebration of the life of the religious brother, St. Martin de Porres, very holy Dominican brother, lay brother, in the colonies of South America and Peru. Jesus Christ, Lord, abide with us now that the sun has run its course. Let hope not be obscured by night, but may faith's darkness be as a light. Lord Jesus Christ, grant us your peace, and when the trials of earth shall cease, grant us the morning light of grace, the radiant splendor of your face. Immortal, holy, threefold light, yours be the kingdom, power, and might. All glory be eternally to you, life-giving Trinity. The Lord looks tenderly on those who are poor. You look tenderly on those who are poor, Lord. Psalm 11, God is the unfailing support of the just. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for justice. They shall be satisfied, Matthew 5:6. In the Lord I have taken my refuge. How can you say to my soul, fly like a bird to its mountain? See the wicked bracing their bow. They are fixing their arrows on the string to shoot upright men in the dark. Foundations once destroyed, what can the just do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord, whose throne is in heaven. His eyes look down on the world. His gaze tests mortal men. The Lord looks tenderly on those who are poor. The Lord tests the just and the wicked. The lover of violence he hates. He sends fire and brimstone on the wicked. He sends a scorching wind as their lot. The Lord is just and loves justice. The upright shall see his face. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary, the blessed and clean of heart, preeminent, dearly beloved daughter of God, pray for us. Pray for us for our relief, for our consolation, and for our forgiveness. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The Lord looks tenderly on those who are poor. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. Psalm 15. Lord, who shall be admitted to your tent and dwell on your holy mountain? He who walks without fault, he who acts with justice and speaks the truth from his heart, he who does not slander with his tongue. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. He who does no wrong to his brother, who casts no slur on his neighbor, who holds the godless in disdain, but honors those who fear the Lord. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. He keeps his pledge, come what may, who takes no interest on a loan, and accepts no bribes against the innocent. Such a man will stand firm forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. 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 In honor of Mary's gifts, pray for your intention that's most close to your heart. Pray for mine, too. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. God chose us in his Son to be his adopted children. Our prayers from Ephesians 1, the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesian Christians. Praised be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in him before the world began, to be holy and blameless in his sight. God chose us in his Son to be his adopted children. He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his beloved. In him and through his blood we have been redeemed, and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God chose us in his Son to be his adopted children. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him, in the heavens and on earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let's pray for Mother Mary's intentions. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. God chose us in his Son to be his adopted children. A reading from the first book of Maccabees. The persecution of the Jews by Antiochus. King Antiochus wrote to his whole kingdom that all should be one people, each abandoning his particular customs. All the Gentiles conformed to the command of the king, and many Israelites were in favor of his religion. They sacrificed to idols and profaned the Sabbath. The king sent messengers with letters to Jerusalem and to the cities of Judah, ordering them to follow customs foreign to their land, to prohibit holocausts, sacrifices, and libations in the sanctuary, to profane the Sabbaths and feast days, to desecrate the sanctuary and the sacred ministers, to build pagan altars and temples and shrines, to sacrifice swine and unclean animals, to leave their sons uncircumcised and let themselves be defiled with every kind of impurity and abomination, so that they might forget the law and change all their observances. Whoever refused to act according to the command of the king should be put to death. Such were the orders he published throughout his kingdom. He appointed inspectors over all the people, and he ordered the cities of Judah to offer sacrifices, each city in turn. Many of the people, those who abandoned the law, joined them and committed evil in the land. Israel was driven into hiding, wherever places of refuge could be found. On the 15th day of the month of Chesabel, in the year 145, the king erected the horrible abomination upon the altar of holocausts, and in the surrounding cities of Judah, they built pagan altars. They also burnt incense at the doors of houses and in the streets. Any scrolls of the law which they found, they tore up and burnt. Whoever was found with a scroll of the covenant, whoever observed the law, was condemned to death by royal decree. So they used their power against Israel, against those who were caught each month in the cities. On the 25th day of each month, they sacrificed on the altar, erected over the altar of holocausts. Women who had their children circumcised were put to death, in keeping with the decree, with the babies hung from their necks. Their families also, and those who had circumcised them, were killed. But many in Israel were determined and resolved in their hearts not to eat anything unclean. They preferred to die rather than to be defiled with unclean food, or to profane the holy covenant, and they did die. Terrible affliction was upon Israel. Responsory prayer. Open your eyes and see our plight. The nations have surrounded us in order to punish us. Reach out your arm to us and save us. Look upon their threats and help your servants to preach your word with all boldness. Reach out your arm to us and save us. A reading from the Pastoral Constitution on the Church in the Modern World by the Second Vatican Council. Re-education for peace is the caption the Church has chosen. Men must not be content simply to support the efforts of others in the work for peace. They must also scrutinize their own attitudes. Statesmen, responsible as they are for the common good of their own nation, and at the same time for the well-being of the whole world, are very much dependent on the opinions and convictions of the general public. Their efforts to secure peace are of no avail as long as men are divided or set against each other by feelings of hostility, contempt, and distrust, by racial hatred, or by inflexible ideologies. There is then a very great and urgent need to re-educate men and to provide fresh inspiration in the field of public opinion. Those engaged in education, especially among young people, and those who influence public opinion, should consider it a very serious responsibility to work for the re-education of mankind to a new attitude toward peace. We must all undergo a change of heart. We must look out on the whole world and see the tasks that we can do, that we can all do, together to promote the well-being of the family of man. We must not be misled by a false sense of hope. Unless antagonism and hatred are abandoned, unless binding and honest agreements are concluded, safeguarding universal peace in the future, mankind already is in grave peril. We may well face, in spite of its marvelous advance in knowledge, that day of disaster when it knows no other peace than the awful peace of death. In saying this, however, the Church of Christ, living as it does in the midst of these anxious times, continues unwaveringly in hope. Again and again, in season and out of season, it seeks to proclaim to our age the message of the Apostle. Now is the hour of God's favor, the hour for a change of heart. Now is the day of salvation, to build peace. The causes of human discord, which feed the fires of war, must first be eliminated, and among these especially the violations of justice. Many of these causes are due to gross economic inequality and delay in providing necessary remedies. Others arise from a spirit of domination and from a contempt for others. And among more fundamental causes, from human envy, distrust, pride, and other forms of selfishness, Since man cannot bear so many violations of due order, the result is that even when war does not rage, the world is constantly plagued by human conflict and acts of violence. The same evils are also found in relations between nations. It is therefore absolutely necessary that international institutions should cooperate more effectively, more resolutely, and with greater coordination of effort, in order to overcome or prevent these evils and to check unbridled acts of violence. There must also be constant encouragement for the creation of organizations designed to promote peace. Responsory prayer. I have put in your heart an understanding of wisdom, says the Lord. I have heard your prayer, and I will defend this city so that there will be peace in your time. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it, so that there will be peace in your time. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I shall not turn away. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I shall not turn away. We acknowledge Christ the Lord, through whom we hope that our lowly bodies will be made like his in glory, and we say, Lord, you are our life and resurrection. Christ, Son of the living God, who raised up Lazarus, your friend, from the dead, raise up to life and glory the dead, whom you have redeemed by your precious blood. Christ, consoler of those who mourn, you dried the tears of the family of Lazarus, of the widow's son and the daughter of Jairus. Comfort those who mourn for the dead. Christ, Savior, destroy the reign of sin in our earthly bodies, so that just as through sin we deserved punishment, so through you we may gain eternal life. Christ, Redeemer, look on those who have no hope because they do not know you. May they receive faith in the resurrection and the life of the world to come. You revealed yourself to the blind man who begged for the light of his eyes. Show your face to the dead who are still deprived of your light. When at last our earthly home is dissolved, give us a home not of earthly making, but built of eternity in heaven. Pray for Bill, for Michael, for Father Rob, for Father Vili, for Deacon Tony's health to improve and for him to be strengthened with supernatural power and glory. Pray for all the intentions of your hearts and for our online community so recently reopened on the Quora social network, knowledge sharing social network. We ask you to help me and to continue to accompany me. Lord, you are our life and resurrection. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Father, source of forgiveness and salvation for all mankind, hear our prayer. By the prayers of the ever-Virgin Mary, may our friends, relatives, and benefactors who have gone from this world come to share eternal happiness with all of your saints. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray in our Father, Hail Mary, to glory be, for the Holy Father and for his monthly intentions, for the plenary indulgence. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Right. I offer my plenary indulgence or equivalent graces for the soul in purgatory. May God bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you get a chance to look up the spiritual communion prayer and kind of try to do some research on the meaning of a spiritual communion, because they're very valuable if you do them with a certain attitude. So anyway, have a good night.